Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game, moving along on a Friday. Of course, looking forward to the weekend as we hunker down and get through the quarantine. I want to go out. First of all, Brady, it is Family Talk Friday.
Yeah.
So
I'm nervous.
You want to introduce our guest there, Brady?
Not really. I'd like to push this off as far as possible.
Like I wanted to last Friday.
I know. I feel like an NFL coach that's gone 8-8, and it's Monday after the season, and I feel like I'm on the hot seat now because my dad is on the other end of this phone line, and
yes.
I don't know that I want to hear what's coming.
Well, I'll tell you what. As we did last week with Rich, we will have Brady leave the room or turn down his mic.
Yes.
We'll introduce our guest. As he said, it's Brady's dad, Tim. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you? I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're glad that you're here. Believe me, I got so many questions. Let's start with the easy ones. How about the first thing is, what was Brady like when he was just a little toddler, when he was young? What was he like back then?
Oh, he was always a good kid, and he has always been into sports. I mean, the first memories I have of him are we lived in Seattle, and that's where, of course, he got all of his affinity for the Seattle sports teams, the Mariners, the Sonics, the Seahawks. And some of the first things I can remember are him, me pitching to him. He had a little red plastic bat. He even had a leg kick developed at age 2 or 3. And he would hit the ball over the house, make me chase it down the street. This happened often pretty much every day that it was nice enough to play. And he just couldn't get enough sports. Other times he was fascinated for a while with football injuries. Everybody who he saw go down with an injury, he wanted to imitate. So we used to get out in the backyard. He used to put his little plastic Seahawks helmet on. And I used to, tackle him very lightly, of course, and he'd be down. He'd say, I'm hurt. I said, well, what's wrong? My knee. So we have to come get the stretcher and take him off and then, just that it was better and he was ready to play again.
But
those are some of the earliest memories.
I'm surprised he didn't turn out to want to be a doctor.
He did not. He knew sports early in his life is what he wanted to do, and he took every avenue to get there.
Yeah, I got to ask you, Tim, did you try to divert him from his early love of Seattle sports, knowing what we know now?
I tried maybe a little bit, but I knew that it was fruitless. I was I grew up a fan of a lot of different teams, Chicago White Sox in baseball, Cavaliers and Browns in football, Ohio State football, Duke basketball, UCLA basketball. I tried a little bit to get him on the White Sox bandwagon, which was actually is still my first love, baseball and the White Sox. But he was having no part of it because, I mean, Seattle games were on all the time, and he was just fascinated with Seattle sports from the beginning. So, once I saw he was into every Mariners game, it was just useless on my part to try to sway him any other way.
All right. Look, Tim, I was going to ask you, did he ever get in trouble as a kid? But I'm not going to allow you to say no, he was a perfect kid. So I want to know, what's the worst thing he did? What's the biggest amount of trouble he got into as a kid?
He didn't really get into a whole lot of trouble. It was probably following me. I was a big trespasser, and still am, actually. That's one of my claims of fame in terms of bad boy things. But he used to be my accomplice, and so he really didn't know what was going on. I'd just say, hey, play along. But we used to, when we lived in North Carolina in Raleigh, I used to go to the neighborhood pool to get in. It was supposed to be only for residents of that particular area, but we were from a little down the ways, and I said, oh, this is a great pool. Let's go for it. And so I just said, hey, Brady, I said, if anybody asks you, just say you live in this complex. And so not knowing any better, he would go along with me. But I think knowingly, if he would have known I was up to anything like that, then he wouldn't have approved. Because honestly, guys, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but he's always been a good kid.
Oh, jeez,
this is bad. We can't. We got to wait until next week when Arnie's brother is on, and we'll get literally the rap sheet. Because Tim, my sister was the first guest last week, and she said the same thing. Oh, Richie was a perfect child, and it's not at all, especially what Arnie is looking for. So you got nothing, no dirt, nothing.
Well, I'll tell you. Wait, no, you know what, Tim? I want to know this then. I know you got to have a good story about this. What was Brady like after he pitched or played bad in a game? I know he had to have that. I know it had to have been tough.
He took things very personally. He was a good athlete growing up. He pitched in high school and college. He played basketball in high school. He played all growing up, AAU and such. And he would take it very personally when he didn't have a good day, and he'd look for analysis and you know, kind of rationalization on his end about why, you know, the umpire was pinching him, or this guy was that, or what. So he took it hard and he internalized it. And I think, as good of an athlete as he was, I think that if he wouldn't have internalized so much, he would have been even better. So
no
he
tears?
Got down on himself.
No crying, no tears, no tantrums,
no
or anything like that.
In baseball.
Oh, there were always some tears. I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember tantrums. His brother Troy did some tantrums, but Brady not too much. Brady was more just solemn and some tears, and you know, I got to get better, and you know, next time. So every kid, I think, at a certain age, has some tears when they don't do well, especially if they have a lot of ability. But he. You know, he just vowed to get better, and he worked on it.
Now, when he would have a poor outing, was he a lock himself in his room and just disappear? Or
don't
would he
talk to me.
Or would he talk it out with you?
He would. Brady's always been a talker, which is why he's in the perfect spot that he's in talking about sports, because he has always wanted to talk about sports, whether it was him and problems he had in the game that day or not. But he always liked to talk about it, and he always had an analysis of what, you know, of what went wrong, either from his end or somebody else's end. He blamed it on the umpire. He blamed it on himself. He blamed it on, you know, not enough sleep or not enough warm-up tosses or anything like that. But yeah, he never really went silent. He always had something to say, and that lives to this day.
We're with Brady's dad, Tim, of course, joining us on Family Talk Friday. All right, I know there has to be a story on this because they've had so many years of losing. How bad did he take a Mariners loss or a Seahawks loss? There have been days he's throwing stuff at the TV. He still gets mad when they lose, and the Mariners are no good. I mean, there's got to be him just throwing tantrums.
Oh yeah, he still gets upset. I mean, the Mariners can be, you know, 50 and 110, and he's still gonna be mad at game number 161. I give him credit for the passion that he has for his sports teams, because sometimes when they're hopelessly out of it, he still acts like it's, you know, the beginning of the playoffs. So I give him credit there, but he is a fan to the end, and I've proud of him for that. I wish he would have liked the teams I would have liked, but I admire him for sticking with the Seattle teams.
Now, about 2 months ago, Tim, you and I ran into each other on the dance floor at On Tap. There might have maybe been a beer or two involved in the conversation, but you told me basically about every single concert you've ever been to, and we could have gone all night with the concert conversation. Did you pass that on at all? To Brady, it doesn't. I mean, he seems like he likes music, but he doesn't seem nearly as obsessive as you were about it.
Yeah, he likes music, but he's not into it as much as either his brother or I am. Brady and I have been to some good concerts together. We've gone to U2, did Death Cab for Cutie in Boston over a decade ago. We've seen the Tragically Hip, Our Lady Peace. Just last summer, we went to the Vermont State Fairgrounds and saw Our Lady Peace, Bush, and Live. Uh-huh. And so we've been to some concerts together in smaller venues and bigger ones, and he likes music, but it's not his passion like it is mine. And I think, you know, I don't know how much room he has for passions other than sports, because that takes up such a large portion of it. But he's a music liker. I don't know that he's a music lover, but we'll still certainly go to more concerts as we go along.
You know, Tim, I see those ESPN commercials with Peyton and Eli Manning, and Peyton kicks Eli in the backside when they're walking along and their parents are in front of them. I need some sibling rivalry here. I could see Brady pitching to his brother and purposely hitting him in the head or something like that. There had to be some sibling rivalry here.
Well, they get into it on the football field and the baseball field. So our backyard in Clifton Park, New York, is pretty big. And they play wiffle ball in the back. And you know, when one's not doing well, the other razzes him a little bit and gets on him. Probably the biggest, though, is football. We have for about 10 or 15 years, we had a backyard football game every Thanksgiving. And for a while, the kids, when they were, you know, 15, 16, 17, they were going at it really hard, pounding the ball away, tackling each other. We had bloody noses. We had injuries. And then they got older and realized it wasn't worth it. But when Brady's 6'5" and Troy is 6'1", and when they guarded each other, there was a true rivalry there. Brady had a 4-inch advantage over. He was the best. I was a pretty good quarterback in backyard football. And I always knew this. I just threw it up high enough. Brady probably was going to catch it because he has good hands. But Troy would get really upset when Brady would catch it over him, and they would, you know, they'd never punch his throw or anything like that, but they would definitely have some shoving matches, and mom and dad, he said this, he said that. And it was, you know, it got a little tense sometimes, never overbearing, but, you know, we did have to stop the game sometimes, say, guys, cool down.
Now, you mentioned mom. Mom and my family just sort of went along for the ride when it came to sports because every member of our family was completely over the top, obsessed with sports. Mom just laughed and rolled her eyes and said, go team, go, in the background. Is that how mom was in the Farkas household?
Oh, mom is very into sports. Mom knows more about sports than most moms do. She works in the industry. She's an editor in the sports industry. She went to all of his, all of my kids' events in high school, college, and before that. Very knowledgeable about sports. So she's always been very supportive of them in sports because, you know, she's known a lot about it, known exactly what it takes to move on to the next level and how it is at the next level too. So mom has been right in the foreground all the whole time.
Well, since we're talking about mom, Tim, can you ask her how come you guys never taught Brady how to cook? What's going on there?
I'm sorry, out of what?
How to cook? How come you guys never taught him how to cook?
Yeah, he's doing better these days. When we get together, he makes tacos, which is one of his specialties. He actually, when I visited a year or so ago, he actually made his first turkey breast, and that was impressive. He can make a mean steak on the grill. He can make hamburgers. I think some grilled cheeses, things like that. It doesn't go a whole lot past that, but he is light years ahead. Jess has helped him a lot with cooking. So he is light years ahead in cooking of what he was 5 years ago. So I'm proud of him for that.
Now, for radio and me, I was about three when I knew. When did radio hit him as a hobby and potentially a lifetime profession?
I think radio itself probably not till college, but the kid was born to talk. I mean, you know, whether it's on the air or whether it's at a bar or whether it's in person, he was born to talk. I mean, there was an interesting story about him when he was a kid. At a second grade conference, the teacher said that he needed to be separated from another friend. And the teacher asked him why he talked so much, and Brady just said, because I have so much to say. No matter how much you tried to separate him or get him to be quiet, he always had something to say. The only times I could get him to shut up was actually we used to do this thing, and I don't know if other parents do this or not. We used to have quiet races. And the person who talked first was the loser. So I had to turn not talking into a competition in order to get him to not to talk.
I love it. I love it. This is Brady's dad. Tim, you're off the hot seat, I guess I could say, as we bring Brady back in. That was pretty painless, Brady. Nothing crazy.
I'm glad he didn't tell the story about how I threw the football through the window in North Carolina. I'm glad that one didn't come up. Dad, I appreciate that. So the check is in the mail, as Rich likes to say.
That made me angry. That wasn't, you know, I probably dropped it as much as you threw a bad pass, but we made a good out of that one. It happened around Halloween. It was in Raleigh in October. Brady threw it through the main, it's a Florida State little football through the main window, and it cracked and shattered, and we turned it into a Halloween decoration because we put cobwebs up around it and black cats, and it looked like it was good stuff for the trick-or-treaters. So, yeah, I was pretty angry about that one, but I got over it, and you know, you were okay for that also.
That's the most creative thing the Farkas family's ever done right there.
it truly is. That was his mom's idea, and I still marvel at that one these days.
And I appreciate you telling the whole world that I was an excuse-giving child for why my performances didn't go well. But I'm glad you were working and you didn't see Farkas Wiffleball World Series circa 2000, circa 2003 when Troy played so bad. I told him he had to go sit up in the trees at the top of the yard.
I didn't know about that one.
I like that.
It's all coming out now.
I think that one scars him for life. He'll tell you that he struck out. We needed a big hit. I sent him to the trees and made him sit there and cry about it. So. I think he still isn't over it.
I will give Brady bonus points for being adventurous at a later age for sports because I've been a skier for about the past 20 years. Not a great skier, but an average skier. And I've been talking to him about skiing, and I finally talked him into it last winter. We went up to Smuggler's Notch together and skied, and he took lessons and, you know, fell a few times like everybody does in their first time, but he was a trooper and did pretty well, and I'm looking forward to trying it again whenever places open up again.
All right, that is Tim. He's Brady's dad on Family Talk Friday. Bravo, bravo, Tim.
You can stop
good
sweating.
Job.
I am sweating.
I was going to say, I think we'll get more stuff from the mom in a month or so from now, but we'll see what happens. Tim, thanks a lot for stopping in. Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there, and we'll speak to you later.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys. See you later.